listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In Norse mythology, the Bifrost is the rainbow bridge connecting the realm of the gods to Earth. At UC Santa Barbara, it's also the name of a new laser facility. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
If you've seen any of the Marvel Thor movies, you're probably familiar with the rainbow bridge Thor and his friends used to get around.
Couldn't you just leave the bridge open for us?
Leave the bridge open would unleash the full power of the Bifrost and destroy Jotunheim with you upon it.
In our case, Bifrost stands for Broadly Tunable Illumination Facility for Research, Outreach, Scholarship, and Training.
That's UC Santa Barbara Assistant Professor David Weld.
We work in the field of atomic, molecular, and optical physics.
Which means?
In my particular group, we take atoms and we cool them down to very low temperatures using lasers and magnetic fields, and we use them to study experimental quantum mechanics.
Weld and his colleagues are excited about the facility, which will allow them to use lasers to study light and things like quantum dots and quasicrystals, which down the line may impact technologies like...
The future things you might imagine are new types of quantum mechanical devices, sensors, or information processors, which are based on driven quantum systems.
The facility cost about $600,000. Again, David Weld.
And it was funded, I should say, by a pretty nice program of the Department of Defense, which is only available to minority-serving institutions. So the fact that UCSB is a Hispanic-serving institution was what enabled us to really apply for and receive this grant.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.